Hello, beautiful woman. Welcome to class 6 of Divine Femme, where today we are exploring stepping into your divine power and boundaries. As I've been touching on in some of the previous classes, living in your power is so important for you to feel safe and secure being in your feminine. Because as you've begun exploring some of these feminine qualities and maybe practicing dropping into more softness, openness, receptivity, exploring vulnerability, really opening up your heart to let those beautiful loving qualities of kindness and generosity and compassion really flow out, you know, it's beautiful to have all that opening and all that energy getting activated within you. But at the same time, we need to have you anchored in your power to be supporting you and keeping you feeling safe and to some extent protected, to be protecting that energy and yourself and being mindful of how you're using your energy, what you're investing your time and energy in, and also whether there's any places where you are leaking or giving away your power or not fully living in your power. So the awakening of your feminine and living in your power and having boundaries are very, very linked, as was last class about trusting yourself and living in connection with your intuition. It all ties together and it's all such important parts of this beautiful puzzle, you know, piecing this together to feel really strong and secure and confident, but also really open-hearted and loving in yourself as a woman and to feel really safe moving through the world in that energy. So as we're coming into the class today, how do you feel about the idea of being empowered, of the word power, of being powerful? What comes to mind around those words? Is it sort of masculine qualities and energies? Is it a masculine idea of power that comes to mind? Because we do live, as I've mentioned before, in this patriarchal society where a lot of the people who hold the most power in our society are men, whether it's through, you know, being in politics, whether it's in our workforces, you know, our bosses, our managers, our CEOs of the companies we work in, whether it's in our families, whether it's in our partnerships. Does it feel sometimes that there's a majority of men that hold that power, or maybe historically there has been, and there's a certain way they execute that power? And that can have caused us to create this definition or idea of power that actually maybe doesn't make us feel really comfortable stepping into it. Maybe we don't identify with it. And that's not how we would want to be empowered or not what power means to us, but it's the model that we've learned. So how do you feel about power and being powerful? Even how do you feel about being empowered as a woman? Have you had experiences where stepping into your power has had some negative or undesirable repercussions or effects, like people getting upset at you, people being angry, people saying that you're selfish or that you're too bold or too opinionated or too strong? There can be a lot of things that tie in around this word power, and I want you to explore and unpack that a little bit at the beginning. Because as I've said in previous classes, if you have a negative feeling or association with a certain quality or word, you will feel very hesitant and unsafe to fully step into it. I also ask you in the workbook to think about, and we did this in the masculine feminine class, class 3, to really think about what you learned about masculine power and feminine power growing up. And I shared my story with you around my father holding most of the power in the dynamic. And to be honest, I never grew up really witnessing a strong example of feminine power. I had no role models of what it looks like to be a woman who is deeply empowered. So when we don't see that or witness that, it's very difficult for us to know what that would look like and whether it's actually safe because we don't have any real role models or examples of it. So that's something to think about as well. And I do encourage you to reflect on that in the workbook, what you learned about both masculine power and feminine power and how that impacted you and how safe that made you feel being in your power. And actually whether you even know what it means to be in your power as a woman. So to be both very feminine or whatever feminine means to you and also very empowered at the same time. So let me read some words to you. I put these in the workbook, but I want to read them out loud to you just to really share my perspective on being empowered as a woman. When you are living as an empowered woman, you honor your truth, you stand up for yourself, and you set a standard for how you wish to be treated. An empowered woman is courageous, brave, honest, and heart-centered. An empowered woman implements boundaries, has difficult conversations, and says no when she needs to in order to honor herself and her needs. An empowered woman lives in alignment with her own inner wisdom and guidance and does the inner work to fill herself up from within. How does that feel to you? How does that sit with you? To me, that's a real combination of being in our feminine, being very powerful and strong, but also being connected to the divine. Because another thing I say here is that being powerful does connect you to the divine when it's true, authentic power, because you're remembering who you really are, that you are an extension of source, the source energy that created everything, and you are one with the universe and you are equal with all things. So accessing your divine power is about tuning into your higher wisdom in the universe, realizing that you're always co-creating with the universe and that you are a powerful creator. A divinely empowered woman is guided by her intuition, and she knows that she is supported and she can trust that she's always being led to what is truly right for her. So what does it mean to you to embody your divine power, and how does this feel to you, and what does this look like to you? Because I believe that we are always stepping into different states of being. So there's different states of being that you can be embodying and living from and stepping into, and you have access to all these different states of being. And let's look at two particular states, one being a disempowered state and one being an empowered state. When you think about the feeling of being disempowered, what does that mean to you? What comes to mind? What does that feel like? Disempowered to me has a weakening kind of energy to it. Not weakness, but it would weaken you. It wouldn't make you feel that strong, confident, clear, courageous energy. It weakens you. Shrinks your energy, contracts your energy. It can cause you to question and doubt yourself, to feel uncertain and radiate uncertainty, to not know what you truly want, what you truly deserve, and therefore not be able to communicate that, ask for that, stand up for that. It can cause you to receive and tolerate a lot less than what you truly deserve. What does being disempowered mean to you, and what taps you into that disempowered state? And accessing that state is, you know, there'll be particular types of thinking that go along with that state. There'll be an energy state, so you'll hold your body differently when you feel disempowered to when you feel empowered. You will be feeling different emotions, and you'll probably be making different choices and moving through the world in a different way. And so in the workbook, what I'm getting you to do is actually to consciously connect with a more empowered state and to begin to flesh out and become familiar with what does living as my divinely empowered self look and feel like. Yeah, what does that feel like in my body? What would it look like to be living that way? Because you can consciously connect with and tune into that state. It's like a part of you that you can choose to step into and activate. When do you last remember, have a think and reflect, when do you last remember feeling really empowered? And what does feeling empowered mean to you? For me, it's a feeling of, you know, my self-talk when I'm empowered is very strong and clear. It's based on self-belief and self-confidence. I'm speaking to myself in very encouraging ways. I'm believing in myself. I'm backing myself. I'm not questioning or doubting myself at all. Yeah, I feel quite strong and confident and solid. I feel anchored and grounded when I feel empowered. But I also still feel very heart-driven. For me, power is not something that's about aggression and control and dominance and manipulation and pushing people around. Feminine power is actually very inclusive, and we want cooperation. We want everyone to being benefited and be receiving what they deserve. We want that collaboration and that cohesiveness. You know, feminine energy is very much like that. It's about community. So this isn't about like me and my needs and F everybody else. We generally, when we're really coming from the heart, we want the best for everyone. But that first of all begins with really honoring ourselves and doing what's best for us. So there's quite a self-focus to it for me, and it's being very in tune with how I feel and deeply, deeply honoring that, no matter how difficult the repercussions might be in terms of having conversations or saying no or standing up for myself. And I want you to tap into this in your body as a feeling, because it is a real visceral feeling. And I want you to imagine there is a version of yourself, this divinely empowered woman. She's just a version of yourself that you can step into at any time. You can literally activate her. You can just as easily activate your disempowered self as you can your empowered self. So to begin connecting with your divinely empowered inner woman, the woman that you truly are, to be honest, until you begin to run these patterns of disempowerment, I want you to place your hand over your solar plexus, which is above your belly button. This is really your power center. It's your solar plexus chakra. And this is typically an energy that is yellow in the chakra system. And I want you to see if you can almost turn it on, like turning on a light. So you've got your hand over there, and imagine there is a light beginning to turn on behind your hand. You might see it as a sun. I sometimes find connecting with the energy of like a bright sun is a beautiful way to turn on that solar plexus energy. It could be a light, like a light that you've turned on, a light globe. It could be whatever comes to mind. It doesn't have to be yellow. It can be a different color. But imagine starting to turn that energy on. Connect with this idea and hold this intention to turn on your empowered self. Where you live in your power, you stand in your power, you feel empowered, you relate to yourself in a way that makes you feel empowered through the way that you speak to yourself and are treating yourself, or the way you're perceiving yourself in that moment. You're choosing to stand in your power, to reclaim your power from any place that you've given it away, pull it all back into your body, to believe in yourself and to be certain and to be clear. Maybe you want to bring to mind a time that you actually really did feel this energy and you were able to witness and watch yourself show up in a very empowered way. Or maybe you just want to bring an image to mind in terms of playing in your imagination. Really tune into this in your body. And let me just bring up our notes here. And these are the things I want you to start to explore and think about. If you were to imagine tapping into your divinely empowered self, how does she hold her body? How does she breathe? How does she speak to herself? How does she communicate? How does she treat herself? How does she move? And what you can actually be doing as you're connecting with this woman is you can be imagining how she would handle all these different situations, perhaps situations that are currently presenting for you. If there's situations presenting where you're not feeling empowered, where you know you need to stand in your power more, where you're giving your power away, where you feel weak or like you're not being honored, bring in this woman. Even imagine, does she dress the same as you or does she dress differently? Bring in her energy and notice, how would she handle these situations? How would she have this conversation? How would she implement that boundary? What boundary would she implement? Would she say yes or no to that? How does she take care of herself? How does she speak to herself every day? You can actually connect with her. You might see, you might either just feel an energy in your body, or you might actually bring to mind an image of what you look like when you're really in your power, radiant, strong, and clear. Yeah. Turn her on and work through the exercises in the workbook, the different things that I ask you to help you become more clear about her energy and what it feels like. Yeah. Have this version of yourself, a version of yourself that you can literally step into at any time. You know, different songs will activate her energy. Different smells will activate her energy. Different clothing will help you connect with her. Really begin to pay attention to what weakens you and causes you to feel disempowered and what helps you feel empowered, where you believe in yourself and your ability and you believe in your worth and what you're capable of and what you deserve and you honor yourself above all else. So what weakens you and depletes you? What causes you to feel disempowered? Where do you give your power away? Now, one of the places that we can determine and know if we have given our power away and something has power over us, so it's like we've taken a piece of our precious power and we've given it to something outside of ourselves. Now, the reason and the way that we will know if something has power over us is because it controls us and it controls how we feel. So, you know, these things that we have in our life, whether it's our partner, what our partner says or does, a key person at work, a key family member, maybe it's we have power in our reflection and our image, what we see when we look in the mirror. Do we have power in our bank balance? Any of these things that we give power to, we'll know that they have power over us because they can very easily affect how we feel. So how we feel about ourselves on a day-to-day basis is not determined by our conscious choice, us choosing to tap into a certain state and be the source of that state. It's ruled by us looking outside of ourselves and letting these things control us. And anything that we feel controlled by, we will try to then control. So understand, if you have your power in these things, let's just say it's your partner's love, or yeah, it's your bank balance, or it's your appearance, or it's the feedback you get from your manager at work or from your social media followers. If how you feel is very ruled by that and it controls how you feel, you will do whatever you can to control it, to get in control of your body, to act in a certain way to please your boss, to get that love, to show up in a certain way online, to get that that validation from your followers if you do have a social media presence, to get the attention or the affection of your partner. So this is something to really look at, because these are the ways we give our power away. We also give our power away when we override our inner feelings. We spoke about this last class. We give our power away to the limiting stories of our mind. We let our fear rule us. We let our limiting beliefs rule us. We let our negative perceptions rule us. We let scarcity and fear and anxiety disconnect us from our power, which is always that strong, certain, you've got this, follow your heart, take this step, be courageous. And then we weaken ourselves and we go up into the mind and then we spiral in all that thinking. And we give power to those thoughts and we let them control us and rule us. And all these things weaken you. We give our power away when we don't listen when our body says, say no. Implement a boundary. Ask that difficult question. Get the information that you need. Stand up for yourself. Say that you'll no longer tolerate this type of behavior, whatever it is, when we override that inner feeling. So you'll often feel very quite viscerally, if you start to really connect with your body, when you're giving your power away and when you're not in your power, you will often feel it in that solar plexus area, like an anxiety, like an unsettled feeling, like your belly flips, something's not sitting right, you feel weakened. That's your body saying, hey, come back in and listen to what this powerful energy within you is asking you to do. And when you honor that, no matter how hard it is, then you are living as a divinely empowered woman. Because that's not always going to be easy, is it? It's not always going to be easy. And it's not always going to be easy to say, you know what, this story that I'm telling myself right now, I'm not going to give power to that anymore, because that weakens me. It makes me feel crap about myself and it's taking me away from who I want to be and from where I want to go. So I'm going to do the work to take my power out of that, to consciously choose a different way of thinking and to choose to give power to more loving, supportive, encouraging ways of thinking about myself. That's a conscious choice. And making this conscious choice puts you in your power. Because when we act a little bit like a victim, and I know that's a triggering word, or when we act out of effect to life, like things happen to us, we're a victim to circumstances, we're a victim to our thoughts, it's too hard to change, I can't change. Once again, we're not in our power. When we say, oh no, but this person in my life, it's too hard to stand up for them or stand up to them, or that conversation's just, it's too difficult to have, or I can't possibly really go and do what I want in my life. Like, how on earth would I ever do that? I'd never find the money. Well, you know, when we're not really owning just how powerful we are and how empowered we are to create change and create our reality however we want it to be in any moment, by consciously directing our thinking, by making conscious choices that are good for us, and no longer tolerating or accepting things that weaken and deplete us and take away our joy. So you don't have to live out of effect to life. Life isn't happening to you. You're always empowered to choose your responses. You're always empowered to choose what you're going to think about things and how you're going to make what you're going to make them mean. You're always empowered to remove yourself from a situation if it doesn't feel good to you. You're always empowered to say no. You're always empowered to stand up for yourself. You're always empowered to get back in charge of your emotional state rather than letting all these external things rule you. You always have that ability. And the minute that you reclaim that ability, you're back in your power again. It's when you forget that you have that ability to change your inner state, to step into whatever state you want to step into and make whatever choice you want to make. That's when we start to give away our power. And that's when we believe that life just happens to us and we are at effect to everything going on around us and we are a victim to our life circumstances and there's nothing that we can do. And that is not the truth, my love. That is absolutely not the truth. And as you really start to come into your power, you will realize you have the ability to change anything if you truly want to. And you have the ability to create and design a life that deeply nourishes you, where you feel alive and free and fulfilled. Look at any place, and I remember saying this in a podcast that I recorded a while ago about breaking out of this victim mentality. Look at any place where you say, I can't because. And the because is the place where you've given away your power. So, for example, I can't quit my day job to do what I love because I don't have the money, or because my partner won't support me, or because I'm not good enough. You've given your power away to whatever that thing is that's limiting you, a limiting inner story, a person and needing their approval, the limitations of your financial situation. Now, all of that might be true, genuinely. I get that. Those things may be going on. But you reclaim your power where you stop saying, I can't because, and you start choosing that you are going to find a way and you're going to make it work and you're going to honor what's important to you. And then you're going to trust that you'll be supported along the way. I hope you really get that. And I'm speaking from my power center here today. I'm really feeling it. I'm feeling it very turned on as I'm talking to you. This is the energy. See how strong and fierce this energy is, but it's also all coming from my heart. And there's passion there. Yeah. And this is this beautiful fusion we can create of being in our feminine, being very empowered at the same time. So let's talk a little bit about boundaries, because this is important. Where at the moment do you need to implement a boundary? Tune into your power center. Maybe put your hand over that area and just notice what's weakening you at the moment. Where are you leaking energy? What feels like it's taking from you, draining you, depleting you? What is leaking energy from that precious power source within you? What is not recharging you and refueling you? Because there'll always be this flow of energy. We've all got to output energy. But when we're doing what's truly in alignment, it recharges us in some way as well. We receive back in some way. Whether it's just that we feel good, we enjoy it, or whether we get a flow back of energy from someone else, or whether the energy flows back in the form of money. There's always a balanced feeling when we are fully honoring ourselves. But what is weakening and depleting you at the moment? Where do you know you need to implement a boundary? A boundary where you've got to be more mindful and aware of your energy, what you're giving your energy to, and how it's leaving you feeling. So if there's any areas coming to mind at the moment, really notice, one, how do you feel when you're putting energy into that area? And then what are you receiving in return? Are you receiving anything? How do you feel after the fact? It could be there's a particular friendship that maybe at the time you actually do enjoy it because you enjoy that feeling of connection, say. But you always walk away just feeling like you weren't really heard. And that person just talked about themselves the whole time, or that they don't really understand you, or that you didn't really get to have the depth of conversation that you love to have, or that you just felt depleted, maybe because you're always the person that helps them and they never really help you, whatever it is. And that's a place, for example, right there, where a boundary could be implemented. And a boundary might look like, if when this person contacts me to see me, I'm really going to tune into myself and see how I feel about it before I say yes or no. And if my body says no, then I honor that and I say, I'm sorry, no. However you want to have that conversation. We'll talk about that in one moment, this conversation piece, because it's super important, speaking your truth. But it's that process of paying attention to how everything feels and being willing to put in some type of boundary through saying no, through taking your time or energy out of it, through no longer investing time or energy in it, through no longer putting it in your calendar, through getting, you know, outsourcing it, getting someone else to do it for you, or just simply like removing yourself from the situation. Or as we're going to talk about in a second, actually having a very clear conversation around it to reestablish the expectations of what you believe you deserve to receive, making sure that that person knows. Because perhaps that's what's happened. Maybe the situation you're in is healthy, but the dynamic is off because it was never really established, or you never really spoke up for what you felt you deserved to receive or what you wanted or needed in that situation. Because it's not all about always about cutting people off or removing ourselves. Sometimes it's as simple as establishing a new way of doing things, a new pattern in the dynamic. I've often worked with women who are, say, managers and team leaders in their work, and they've got this pattern set up where people feel like they can just come and ask them questions whenever they want. And so as these women are working, they're constantly getting interrupted by people needing things from them. But that's the dynamic that's been set up. So a boundary in that situation might mean reestablishing the expectations there, which are, you know, there's only certain set times of the day you can come and speak to me. If my door's closed, it means I'm unavailable and you might need to go to someone else in the team to get some support. So it doesn't always mean removing yourself from a situation, but maybe reestablishing the way things work in that dynamic so that it's much more nourishing for you. I hope that makes sense. All right. So let's talk about this final piece now about speaking your truth. Come into your body. Come into this power center. Now, the way that I often see this, and I'm trying to remember if I've explored this here with you, I often see it as, so our truth originates in our power center. You can't see me doing it, but I've got my hands on my solar plexus. That's really where our truth arises from. It then flows up into our heart, gets infused with the energy of love, and then out it comes through our throat and we speak our truth. What is often happening when we're communicating is we're coming from up here and we're looping and looping and looping, and it just doesn't come out in that clear, empowered way that we really want. So when you're feeling into a conversation you need to have, where you need to say no, you need to speak your truth, you need to ask for something you want or need, you need to reestablish you know, the expectations in a relationship or a setting. First of all, get really clear in your body on what your truth is around this situation. And you want to do that by really tuning into your body. What do you feel? What do you feel you need to say? What's going on for you here? What's working? What's not? What's feeling good? What's feeling off? What do you need? What do you want? What's going on for you? Not through looping up in the mind, but where possible, really coming into the body and listening and feeling. Yeah. And if you need to journal about that, and I take you through some exercises in the workbook around this, to really just feel into the basic, you know, what am I feeling? What do I need? What do I want to communicate here? Let me get really clear. There doesn't need to be a story around this. There definitely doesn't need to be any blame or finger pointing. If I was to just put words to what I'm feeling and what I'm needing in this moment, that's it. Really keep it about you if you can. Keep it about your own inner truth. Now, if there's a lot of emotional charge around this, you might want to spend some time kind of neutralizing the emotion first. And that may mean processing that emotion, breathing into it, crying through it, getting angry, writing about it in the pages of your journal, talking to a friend about it, actually getting to process that emotion with a friend. I've done that a lot in my relationship when there's something I want to express to my partner, but there's way too much emotion around it at the time, and I need to process that emotion before I go to him with this. So that's when I jump on the phone with my girlfriends, I get it all out of my system, and then I can go and express to him what's going on for me and what I'm needing without that big emotional projection onto him. Because speaking your truth does not involve emotional projection. Yes, you may be emotional, and that's okay. If there's rawness, if there's emotion there, that's okay. But be mindful of, where possible, processing some of that emotion first, as it will really help you more clearly express what it is that you're wanting to communicate, if you can, if you have the room and space to do that. And so, where possible, really just communicate this from a clean place of understanding your truth. That's all this is about. Here's my truth, and I'm going to bring it out and I'm going to share it with you. Understand that someone may have a reaction to that, and whatever their reaction is completely outside your control. And I know sometimes we're really afraid to express our truth out of fear how it will be received. But this is part of you living in your power, right? Is taking your power out of that person and out of needing their love and their approval and needing to make them happy, pulling it back into yourself and saying, there's nothing more important than me honoring myself. I've got to be courageous in having this conversation and speaking my truth. And whatever happens from here is what happens from here. But I know that I'm going to deeply serve this person and this relationship through really honoring myself and standing in my truth here. So we've got to detach where possible from their response and make the intention simply to express your truth, to ask what you want and need, or to say what's on your heart, whatever it is, to say that something's upset you, to say that something's hurt you, and to say what you need in that dynamic to support you. Because while we always want you to be feeling in charge of meeting your own needs, anytime we're in a relationship or dynamic with other people, there is also going to be an exchange of supporting each other to meet each other's needs too. So it's okay to sometimes be coming to people saying, you know, this is what I'm going to need here in this dynamic for this to work. So really feel into that. This is a big class. This is a big conversation, but start with coming into your power. And I just want you to really explore these two places. Are there any boundaries that need to be implemented? Is there anything you need to take your energy out of? Be more mindful about how you're using your energy. Be more conscious and clear about how everything's making you feel. And is there anywhere that a conversation needs to be had so that you can be really deeply honoring your truth, your feelings, your needs, and ensuring that you're clearly communicating to life and to everyone in your life what you deserve, how you wish to be treated, what you want to receive, and that you're really getting what you need, as well as being able to give everything that you want to give to others in the world too. So the final piece here, and this just ties into the previous class, that this is also linked to listening to yourself and listening to your intuition and really, really trusting that. Please continue to build on the principles of last class in really trusting what you're feeling and not questioning yourself, but standing solidly in it, speaking from that beautiful, powerful place, letting it flow through your heart so it's infused with love, and speaking your truth so you're really, really honoring yourself. I'm so proud of you, beautiful woman. This is such big work, and I really want to honor you for being at this point of the journey. Let's keep moving forward, taking these powerful steps, and I can't wait to hear your experiences of this class. And I look forward to talking to you next time.